Earlier this morning, I had a conversation with a lady. It's an author who's just brought out a memoir where she shares a story of her life. She is a mother of three, a devoted wife for over 30 years, and she finds herself in a moment in time where things change drastically. This comes through when she was diagnosed with stage 2B invasive ductal carcinoma, which is a form of cancer. I hope I'm saying it right. And she faced her greatest battles in that season. And she writes on the back of that battle. She writes on the back of journaling, many days and many mornings and late nights and really struggling times in and out of the office. And her journey with her faith, with God, in light of the place that she finds herself in. And I had one incredible conversation early this morning. And there's something that really stood out for me that she shared that I was just like, man, I have to come here and share it with you. Because I do know that this is something that you will find to be so uplifting. Not because you find yourself in the exact situation, but because you're just like, man, I've been in those seasons and this is so encouraging for if I find myself back in a space like that. I was telling you about Hilary France. She's an author who's written a book, Feathered Shield. It's an incredible book. It's a memoir where she shares about her own life and what she went through when she was diagnosed with cancer and that internal battle that she experienced. And the title, Feathered Shield, it really comes from this place where she found this encouragement from God in a time where she felt so discouraged, so alone, so afraid, that it took her back to the Word of God. And as I was having this conversation with her this morning, I was so reminded of how there's so many of us find ourselves in this season so often wrestling with the idea of God, are you even there? This is really kind of like the backbone of why we having the conversation this entire week of resting in the faithfulness of God, because we rest in His faithfulness because we know that He's there. Or do we sometimes just go through moments where we feel like, man, I'm not sure if the Lord is by my side and He's with me in seasons where I'm struggling, particularly in the field of health, which is where she was speaking about, that space where you kind of just feel like, man, I'm struggling. I'm going back and forth to the doctor. I am struggling because the medical report is not looking good. I'm trying to have the faith, but even the treatment is so painful, or maybe it's even so expensive. How do I find that place, a secret place, so to say? I was so taken aback to moments in my own life where it's like really tough seasons. You kind of feel like, okay, I don't want to speak to anyone. I just want to disappear. No one should speak to me. I don't want to see anyone today. Just leave me alone. I want to go sit in a corner as I wallow in this heartache and this dread of, man, I can't believe this is where I am. And we see in her story, she speaks about something so incredible where she explains that Feathered Shield is coming from where she was taken back by God to Psalm 91, particularly in verse 4, you know how it goes. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. Surely He will save you. And then in verse 4, He says, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Man, oh man, I nearly jumped out of my chair when she said this, when she took me to the scripture, because I was just like, you know, you read something and you're so used to it and you're just like, oh, okay, cool. No, it's fine. I know it. But then you read it again in different seasons, in different moments, and you look at it from a different eye and you realize, man, oh man, this is actually such a powerful word. Psalm 91 in verse 4, speaking about God, to you who is resting in the Lord, you who is dwelling in the shadow, in the shelter and the shadow of the Almighty. This is what He actually says about you who chooses to do that. He says, I will cover you with my feather, and under my wing you will find refuge. Is a better part. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. In another translation, it says His faithful promises are your armor and protection. The faithfulness of God that you've seen in seasons past is what you need to hold on, to protect, to cover, to be able to shield yourself against the attacks of the enemy. Scripture speaks about the wiles of the enemy, and the Bible says, hey, the faithfulness of God is your shield and protection. Ooh. I don't know if you needed to hear this afternoon. We haven't even gotten to the third hour, but this scripture is such a reminder to say, man, let me take shelter in your love that is faithful.
Impact 103 Afternoon Drive.
The faithfulness of God is not something that we just call on because it's convenient. And we're going to chat about it in the third hour. But the faithfulness of God becomes our shield. That when we go through these moments, these times, these situations, these seasons that feel so hard, that feel so overwhelming, that we can be able to rest in and hold on to the word of God. As it says in Psalm 91 verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithfulness will be your shield, your and ramparts, your armor and protection, and we can be able to rest in that one. And that is the encouragement that you needed to hear this wonderful Thursday afternoon, I know for sure.